Grace and love from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to all of you. I'm calling today's message, The King Who Comes to You. And as we look at scripture together, this is based on that verse from Luke chapter 19, verse 38. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And he comes to you and me. He comes to this world. He comes to all of us. As we celebrate that, I was reflecting on it and I saw a news story in a little Canadian website that really touched my heart. There was a young man, 28 years old, by the name of Jeremy Cohen. He was smitten by a young woman who lived in the apartment across the street. But with social distancing going on, he had no way to connect with her. Well, he used his drone to send her an invitation. And then he met her in the street. Here's the picture. He met her inside of a giant plastic bubble to make sure that he did not infect her in any way, even though he wanted to spend time with her. Jeremy Cohen, JC, did something out of love. There was another JC, Jesus Christ, who in love came close. He didn't stay up in heaven. He did not come in a bubble. Jesus came wrapped in flesh and blood, came born as a baby, came and lived and grew as a man who, as a Messiah, as a teacher, wiped away the tears from widows' eyes, held the faces of lepers, lifted and took the hands of the crippled. He loved in a very real way, coming close, close to us, coming close to you. Jesus is the Savior of the world. He is the King of the universe, and he comes close to you. Do you know why Jesus did it? A lot like Jeremy and the young lady that he saw, Jesus the King comes because he loves you. Your King comes in love to you. He's not coming to bring a message of condemnation. John 3 verse 17 says that very plainly. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He comes because of love, and he comes to change us, to free us. Jesus comes in love to be with you, to assure you that the Creator of the universe knows your name, knows what you are going through, and loves you, and wants you to be with him, and wants you to have his peace. He comes in love. On that Palm Sunday, when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem, he, by whatever sense that you want to describe it, but just by his awareness of where people's hearts really were, their fearfulness, their double-mindedness, their sinfulness. Jesus, when he came close to this people that he loved, when he saw our brokenness, it broke his heart. In Luke chapter 19, verse 41, we read that as he approached Jerusalem, Jesus wept over it. He weeps. He weeps seeing what we're going through in this coronavirus pandemic. He weeps and his heart is broken for the death, for the separation of family and friends, for the loss of jobs, for the ways that some people sadly are reacting to this social isolation, as we hear of rising cases of abuse to children and to domestic partners and spouses. Jesus sees the brokenness of this world that he came close to. Jesus sees the brokenness in you and in me, and he weeps over it. Well, it's a wonderful thing that we have a king who has compassion. But we need one who does more than just weeps over us. We need a king who brings us a solution. And Jesus does just that. This king who comes to us, who comes because of love, who is broken by our brokenness, he comes with a solution. And the solution is Jesus chooses to be broken in our place. He comes to the cross and he suffers there and dies for our brokenness. An old scripture written 600 years before Jesus was born in Isaiah chapter 53 captures the idea. It says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. As you look at this picture of Jesus painted years ago by someone who really tried to capture the suffering of Jesus, the brokenness, the pieredness. He's a God who came so close that sin affected him as he wept, but a God who came so close that he took sin inside of himself. He absorbed it. Scripture says it this way. God wants us to know that God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, so that through him we might become the righteousness of God. This, friend, is the King who comes close to you, who comes because of brokenness, who comes as a solution for your brokenness, who comes and offers that solution, that recovery, that salvation, because he loves you. And he offers us, of course, a future that is apart from all of this suffering, a future that is apart from all of this separation, a future where the God, the King who came to us, will bring us to be with him. That day is yet ahead, but we have the choice now while we are here, and we know our King has come to us. We know our King promises, "Lo, I am with you always." We can make the choice to trust him, to let his peace fill our hearts when we're fearful and uncertain. We have the choice even to worship God, to worship and thank the God who comes close to us, to worship and thank. We may not have all the food that we want, but we do have food. We may be getting tired of the four walls that we're living around, but we are thankful to have that place of shelter, because there are over a billion on our planet who do not. We can choose to worship him as the crowd did that Palm Sunday. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And when those religious leaders tried to stop the crowd and tried to get our King to make the people stop, Jesus said, "Oh, if they stop, the rocks will cry out." Let's not let creation, the beautiful sun rises and sunsets, the stars in the skies, the singing of the birds, the beautiful flowers that are coming up at this springtime. Let's not let creation outpraise us when it comes to our trust in, our love for, and our worship of the King who comes to us. May you be blessed, for he's a King who comes near to you. You know, it's fascinating to me that when Jesus came to a leper, he was not afraid that the leper was going to infect him. He was willing to touch the leper's hand and even face, say, "I'm willing, I'll make you clean." By that touch, he welcomed him back into that connection. He proved that he was a King who had come to that person in need. Jesus's touch is for you today as well. He's not worried or scared off by your sin, by any disease, by any addiction, by anything in your life. He wants to touch you with the same grace that he released on the cross and free you and fill you with peace. He's the Savior, the King who comes to you. Now, let's worship him then. Let's worship and praise the King. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. I hope you'll sing a song of worship or two with us today. And I hope that you will find reasons in your heart, journal, sing, walk, whatever it is, thank and worship the King who comes to you today and says, "Lo, I am with you always." May you be blessed in his strength, in his love. May you love the King who comes to you. Please join me now in a time of prayer. O King Jesus, we thank you for coming to us. You came not in judgment or in wrath, you came in love. You came to lift the consequence of sin and disease and brokenness off of us. You came, Jesus, to your people on that Palm Sunday, and your heart was broken over their sinfulness. But you did even more. You came and you let your body be broken on the cross as you suffered and died for our sins, for all of the sins of the whole world. Your brokenness makes us whole. And you came back, Jesus. You rose again from the dead to show that no disease, no darkness, not even death itself could stop you from coming to the people that you love, from staying with a people that you love. Stay close to all of us, Jesus. Stay close to the fearful, the anxious. Stay close to the sick. Oh, Jesus, we ask you to especially stay close to those who are serving us, nurses and doctors, EMS personnel and paramedics, all of those first responders. Stay close to our government and our leaders, Lord, that they may be wise and direct and protect us. But you are our best protector, and you are the one that we worship with our whole heart. We worship and trust in you, Jesus, our Savior, and with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Friend, may God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May God, who came close to you, your King, keep you in his perfect peace now and forever. Amen. Until we see you again, amen.